McPherson, brother. Wright, Michigan, January 2nd, 1867. Dear Brother McPherson, I have a few words to write to you which I will delay no longer to write. In the city of Rochester 1 year ago, many things were shown me concerning the people of God in connection with the work for these last days. As I have been talking and meeting several times, I have come to certain points where it has required some effort on my part to restrain from speaking the names of several before the congregation, your name among others. I hope by writing to so free my soul that I shall not be compelled to make so direct an application of my remarks. Last evening, I had hoped to find only believers present, where I could feel at liberty to speak directly to the church. I fear such an opportunity may not present itself, and I will endeavor to free my soul by writing. In Rochester, New York, I saw that many professed Sabbath keepers would come short of everlasting life. They fail to take warning from the course pursued by the children of Israel, and fall into some one of their evil habits. If they continue, they will, like them, fall and never enter the heavenly Canaan. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Many, I saw, would fall this side of the kingdom. I saw that God was testing and proving his people, and many would not endure the test of character, the measurement of God. I saw that you would have close work to overcome your peculiar traits of character, and be without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, unrebukable before God and man. I saw, brother, you will not be any special benefit to the church, but rather a hindrance, a burden, without a thorough reformation on your part. Your political views are at fault, and are not in harmony with God's word or in union with the body of Sabbath keepers. They do not accord with the principles of our faith. Light has been given sufficient to correct all who wished to be corrected, and all who still retain their erroneous principles, not in accordance with the spirit of truth, are living in violation to God's word and the spirit of freedom and holiness. Your principles and positions, from what was shown me, are a snare to you, and will eventually bring you into a position where you will be separated from Sabbath-keeping Christians unless you are converted. We are to see troublous times, and to be brought into conflicts severe, such as you have not dreamed of. God wants his people to be one to meet the conflict in perfect union, for this is necessary for their strength and salvation. Brother McPherson, you need to be converted, and unless you are, you will fail of heaven. You possess an overbearing spirit and a disposition to accumulate, and this is so strong upon you that you overreach. If you can advantage yourself, you will do so even at others' disadvantage, not excepting your brethren in Christ. You will take advantage of them if you can. You have done this and will continue to do it unless you are thoroughly converted. Your overbearing spirit has been felt in the church. Where you dare to do it, you will place your iron heel and gratify your cruel spirit to grind down and crush who? Who? Idolaters? Infidels? Sinners? No, but those whom God loves, those whom angels minister unto. You grieve and oppress one of these little ones.